Hey everyone, welcome to Movie Dictionary.
I'm Jean.
Now we're going to talk about another term today called extreme long shot. Now extreme is spelled E-X-T-R-E-M-E, long is spelled L-O-N-G, and shot, S-H-O-T. Now an extreme long shot is a shot that you shoot from very, very far away. So you can see examples of these in big epic movies. Big movies that have a lot of really strong legendary stories in them. And now an extreme long shot is used to see how grand a place is. Now if you go into the country, you go to a mountain, you see something really beautiful, you'll want an extreme long shot to see how all of that is there, how beautiful it is, how beautiful that all is. Now an extreme long shot needs a special type of lens so that you can kind of really get all of that attention, all that detail to it. Now that's called an extreme long shot. Now sometimes an extreme long shot is also used to have people come from an area down. All use an extreme long shot. Wide, wide, big. Okay? Coming up, American Sight.
Hey, 大家好, you are watching Action English. I'm Duran. 好了, 来看看今天带给你的什么新影片。 今天我带给各位的影片叫 The Thomas Crown Affair, 翻译成中文叫天罗地王。
The Generation Company, you think would have shown more grit?
好,我们来一起来看今天的美国俚语带给你的这个句子是下面的叫 You think they would have shown more grit?
You think would have shown more grit?
That's right, show grit. 就是我们教给你的这一今天的词组，这个美国的 slang, American slang. Show grit is to show your courage or determination. 我把你的勇气给展现出来，因为这个 G R I T 它的本意是粗的沙粒，叫 grit. 哎，粗的沙粒在地面上呢，它给人的感觉是坚韧不拔。那么它有勇气的含义 ，grit, grit, grit, 勇气的含义。那么 show 是展示出来 ，show grit 就表示把你的勇气拿出来。 再说一遍叫 show grit. 好，我们来看例句。第一个，听好。 Once the team started losing, they didn't try anymore. Yes, they really didn't show much grit. 这句话的意思是，那支队伍刚一开始输，他们就不想再试了。刚被人家赢了一个球，好像就不愿意再去搏了。他们真的是没有拿出勇气来。 So they really didn't show much grit. 好，我们再来看第二个例子。听好了，叫 show grit. Hey, you need to show some grit if you want to succeed in the tough world of business. 这句话的意思是，你要想在残酷的商战当中赢得的话，赢出来的话，它那个词叫 tough. Tough here means difficult or hard. 那么我们这个做生意的商业圈是很残酷的，那么这个短语叫 in the tough world of business. 然后你要想胜出 succeed， 你要怎么样？叫 you need to show some grit. 它的意思是你得拿出点勇气来，叫 show grit.
The Generation Company, you think they would have shown more grit?
Hey. 来，下面进入经典对白。我们继续锁定影片，叫 The Thomas Crown Affair. 好，下面这个片段你会看到，在博物馆里面有一幅世界的名画被盗走了。那么警察们正在查看现场。
This place went before. It was lost in a cherry.
What's the last I got? It was just the one painting.
Oh, it's such an important one. A seminal work, a historical watershed. It's truly irreplaceable.
I love this neighborhood. Some of these roads are wearing my cellar. So the skylight was rigged to blow.
Yeah, there were cargo nets spread out, ready to use.
And they're wearing repelling harnesses underneath their clothes.
All right, let's just track this thing through. So, they kill Leah, make the place uncomfortable, lie about the terms, right?
好，来，看过上面这个片段，我们来学第一个原点，下面那个句子叫 This place been hit before.
This place been hit before.
我们教给你这个词是 HIT， 叫 Hit, okay, hit. If you say to be hit by something. That means is to have it happen to you. So in this context, the policeman is asking whether the museum has been robbed before. 在这个上下文里面，这个hit要翻译成是不是这个博物馆以前也被盗过？ 那么HID 在这个地方是被盗的意思，是被打击的意思。那么它的本意是什么？ 我们要学的这个词的本意叫HID， 这个词的用法是表示它的本意是给你一击。所以说在你身上，在某个人身上发生一个事情的时候，这个事情是他一开始没有想到的，给他重重一击，我们用hit。 好了，我们来看例子，好吗？第一个例子挺好，这个词用起来非常的灵活。 Be careful. Listen. One. The telephone company hit me with a bill for over $1,000. 这句话的意思是，电话公司 hit me， 重重给了我一击。它是比较夸张的比喻的说法。它的意思是，哼，发生在我身上的一个事情，电话公司给了我一个 bill， 一个电话单。 你猜怎么样？这个月的电话费1000多美元， gosh， 太贵了。所以我讲我被 hit， 被打了一下，吃了一惊。下面那个句子叫 Hey， when her cat died， 她的猫死掉了。 She was really hit hard by it. It affected her a lot. She was sad for weeks. 这句话的意思是告诉你个真实情况。我们的化妆师她的 cat。 died 死掉了。那么 she was really hit， 刚刚讲过被什么重一击，很重的一击，她好像恢复不过来。这个句子叫 she was hit hard by it， 后面我讲补充了叫 it affected her a lot， 这个事件大大的影响了她。那么 she was sad for weeks。
Alright, let's just track this thing through. So, they kill the air, make the place uncomfortable, drive out the tourists, right?
Hey, 各位，我们来看第二个原点，下面是这个句子叫 Hey, let's just track this thing through.
Alright, let's just track this thing through.
我们叫做英语这个词叫 track. Okay, T-R-A-C-K. Here is a verb. It will say to track something means to follow it. Particularly in this context means to discover exactly what happened. 因为这个 track 的本意当名词是轨道的意思。那么这个地方是动词，轨道，轨道，就是跟着轨道去走。那么表示跟踪、追逐的含义叫 track something or somebody. 好，我们来看例句，好吧？它做动词的用法 track. The first one 听好了。 The police are secretly tracking the movements of a few suspects. To try and gain some evidence. 这句话的意思是，那些警察，他们在暗中的 track， 就在暗中的追踪，我说跟踪谁？跟踪谁呢？跟踪那几个可疑的人，叫 tracking a few 什么几个 suspects， 那几个跟踪可疑的人叫 suspects。 为什么要跟踪 ？To do 跟进来，不就是 to try and gain 获得一些 evidence， 就是利用法则 track。 好，我们来看第二个例句。哎，那天一个同行碰到我，特别关心，他会问 ，Hey Adrian， What's new with you？ 最近在忙什么 ？What's new with you？ 好，我说 ，Hey， I've been trying to track down the book I lost last year。 我跟他回答说，我在忙什么呢？我在试图找回去年我弄丢的那本书。好，我这个句子用出来 ，track down the book。 I lost last year. Track 是做动词， track down 表示我要去追逐它，找到它，跟踪它，跟踪什么？ The book I lost last year.
It's been it before.
They just lost their cherry.
That's the last I gather. Was this the one painting?
Oh, it's such an important one. It's a seminal work. It started the watershed. It's truly irreplaceable.
I love this neighborhood. Some of these broads will earn my salary. So the skylight was rigged to blow.
Yeah. There were cargo nets spread out, ready to use.
And they're wearing repelling harnesses underneath their clothes.
All right, let's just track this thing through. So, they kill the air, make the place uncomfortable, drive out the tourists, right?
Hey, 各位，来，我们讲完了，马上就要讲完这个单元了，我们来一个 quick review. 所以第一个词在语里面教给你一个词叫拿出勇气来，这个东西叫 show great, show great. OK, one more time, show great. 举个例子， when you speak English, show sound great. If you make mistakes, who cares? 好，记住了，讲话要 show sound great. 好，接下去我们学的一个词组表示很有冲击力叫 hit。 好，你被什么 触及到了，或者你被什么事情怎么讲震惊住了，都可以叫 hit。 还记得那个句子叫电话单账单太贵，或者你被什么消息打住了打晕了，我们叫 hit。 提醒一下，这个词呢，如果你实在觉得用起来好像很难的话，我们就记一个可以的被动叫 be hit hard by something。 one more time， 例如是 be hit hard by something， 或是被什么打击了，记住了。好，接下去是一个词表示轨道有关系的，不过这里面做动词表示跟踪什么叫 track。 还记不记得警察追踪谁，你在追踪什么的下落叫 track， T-R-A-C-K。
Welcome to Movie Tune, I'm Vicky. Today we'll be looking at the song I Wonder from Disney's Sleeping Beauty.
I wonder, I wonder.If my heart keeps singing, will my song go ringing to someone?
Sleeping Beauty is an old and popular fairy tale about a princess who falls into a deep, long sleep, and she waits for her prince to rescue her. In Disney's version, Princess Aurora pricks her finger on the needle and falls into a long sleep, while her prince, Prince Philip in the movie, promises to save her. While he's trying to save her, he meets many interesting characters and finds spectacular adventure. In the meantime, Princess Aurora is always looking for her prince, as any princess would, and she sings this song talking about her love and her future love. Let's take a look. I wonder if my heart keeps singing. Wonder means to think. When you wonder something, you think about it. You think, will it happen? I wonder, will it happen? I wonder if my heart keeps singing. Her heart is so happy, it can just sing. Will my song go ringing? Wings are the things that help birds fly. So ringing just means flying.Will my song go flying? Will my song go ringing? To someone who'll find me. Will her song find her way to the prince? And bring back a love song to me. So, if she sings a love song, will it go flying to somebody who will love her back, who will come back and bring back a love song to her? So Princess Aurora wishes that she will find a prince who will do this.Now we know what the words mean to I Wonder. Listen to the song with us and join us next time on Action English.
I wonder if my heart keeps singing, will my song go ringing to someone who will find me and bring like a love song to me. I wonder why each little bird has a song to sing to, sweet things to. Again, little Lord.